Today is the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. Lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Of all the different things that we fear, and we do fear many things, perhaps one day it is an upcoming exam or a test. Another day it might be some surgery or a storm which is going across the nation. There are many things that we are become anxious about or that we become worried about. But there is one thing that every man fears, and he fears this more than anything else, and that is the thought of his own death. And to those who do not have the virtue of faith, look upon death in only a dark manner. For them it is merely the end of life. There is nothing to look forward to in the next life, because either they do not believe in eternal life, or they do not hope in God. They do not hope that they will receive a reward. And for those devout souls, though, I mean souls filled with supernatural faith, they see in death more than just the end of life. They see in death, they see that after death, rather, we will receive an eternal reward. And to those who have supernatural faith, which is a faith which is based upon the authority of God who has revealed a truth, these men actually look forward to death. That seems a very funny thing to say, that they look forward to it, but it is only because their faith helps them to overcome their fear of death. Death to the faithful soul is not merely a taking away of life, but it is merely a change of life. To them, it is the end of a long pilgrimage, in which they have fought much. They have fought against their evil inclinations. They have fought temptation. They have done all that they could to obey the commandments of God. And now they are tired and are ready for an eternal reward. St. Ambrose tells us that this present life is given us not for repose, not for rest, but that we might labor and by our toils merit eternal glory. And so he continues, though man has been condemned to death in punishment of sin, still the miseries of this life are so great that death appears to be a remedy and relief rather than a chastisement. God pronounces happy all who die in his grace because they finish their labors and go to an eternal repose. The death of the sinful man, the man who has not faith, the worldly man, is filled with terror. It is filled with dread. For the worldly man has set his heart only upon the goods of this earth, and now he must give them up. He must go before the Creator, which he has rejected for his creatures, and he must now receive retribution from his judge. He will make an account of everything that he has done, every single sin, any time that he has preferred a creature to the Creator. Now he must go before the judge and receive his punishment. And he knows that in his heart, this sinner does. So his death is filled with terror and dread. But for the saintly man, that is, the man who has a supernatural faith, it is not so full of terror. For this faithful man has never set his heart upon the goods of this world. He has attached his heart only to Almighty God in the next. And now he does not find it difficult to give up, to part from the things of this world, and to go to God. He finds it very easy, in fact. He does not find it difficult to leave his family behind, for he knows that his prayers at the throne of God will do greater good than any good he can do while he is yet alive in this world. And again, the sinner is troubled and tormented by the pains, the physical pains of death. And why is this? It is because he does not think once of offering them to God, of making reparation for his sins. His mind is only on himself. It is only on the things of this world. And so that only adds to the pain and misery of his death. While the man of faith, while he understands that soon he will go to his judge, he has not much more time to offer good works and to merit for an eternal reward. So he offers these last moments of his life, he offers all of the sufferings to Almighty God in reparation for his sins. And he finds it that this makes death much easier to bear. And secondly, St. Alphonsus, that great doctor of the church, says that the death of the just man is a victory. And this is found in one of his books. I don't really remember which one. But he says that death is a victory. For in this life, man continually fights against his evil inclinations. He fights his temptations. There is always danger of committing mortal sin, of offending God, and losing his soul. And death is the victory over these things. For when we die, there is no more danger of sinning. There is no more danger to lose your soul if you have died in the state of sanctifying grace. It is victory over sin. It is victory over the devil. And so we should look at it in this way. And lastly, St. Alphonsus says that the death of the just man is the entrance to life. It is not merely the end of life, it is the beginning of eternal life. And St. Charles Borromeo, whose feast we celebrate today, he one time entered into his house, he became a cardinal, and somebody had set up his house in the fashion that all of the cardinals at the time lived, and they had these beautiful, magnificent paintings over on the walls of his house. And he noticed that one of the pictures that was on his wall was a picture which represented death. And it was represented in a very frightening way. It was pictured by a skeleton which was holding a scythe. And so St. Charles Borromeo immediately, he called for the painter, the man who painted this picture, and he called him to his home and he told him, erase that scythe from the skeleton's hand and paint instead a golden key. And he did this because of his faith. He believed that death was the key which opened the doors to heaven. Unless we first die, we can never enter the gates of heaven. And so you see how St. Charles and how all of these saints looked at death as not being the end of life, not being something which is to be dreaded, but as something which is to be looked forward to. It is the end of all the miseries of this life, and how many times we complain from day to day of our crosses. It is the end of the cross. And it is, if we have borne all of these crosses and these trials patiently, then it is an eternal reward. Then we possess the beatific vision of God. And that is what I wish you to learn from this sermon today. Not to fear death, but to look forward to it with a supernatural faith. To look at it as the beginning of eternal life. And again, I remind you that we should also be careful in this life. For it is said, it does not always happen this way, but it is said that we will die as we live. If we live a life of mortal sin, then more often than not, we will die in mortal sin. If we do our best to be faithful to God's grace, if we live in sanctifying grace, then most probably we will die in the state of sanctifying grace. So keep that in mind as well, for it is always good to have a certain fear of death, but not an excessive fear. Look upon death as the entrance to eternal glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.